All right, welcome to the Daily News Brief for Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here. Welcome, welcome. Oh, wow, what an interesting day. We've got the Joe Biden versus President Trump debate happening tonight. Already a lot of drama unfolding. That's supposed to happen at 9 p.m. Eastern. If it takes place, and it may not, for reasons I'll mention here, I will be live tweeting during the entire 90-minute debate on Brighteon.social. So if you're not already a member there, sign up, join up. You can follow my channel there. It's at Health Ranger. You can also follow other channels, or you can just follow the live feed to see everybody's comments. I'll be taking questions during the commercial breaks. That is when I'm not on a break. I'll have to take a break too, I guess. But I'll be reading your live comments and questions as well and answering to ones that I can. So that all happens at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central tonight. Now, Joe Biden is reportedly backing out of what he agreed to earlier, which was to allow earpiece inspections, because the Trump campaign, of course, suspects that Joe Biden will wear a hidden earpiece so that he can be fed his lines by his controllers. Because, of course, Joe Biden, he's got advanced stage Alzheimer's or dementia. He no longer really cognitively functions. But he has backed out of agreeing to that inspection now, which is, of course, going to allow him to wear an earpiece. And also his team is requesting a break every 30 minutes for Joe Biden, because apparently he can't stand on his own 2 feet for 90 minutes and have a debate on a stage, but he's supposed to be able to lead America, the greatest country in the world, the largest economy and all that. This is insane. We can't have a demented, senile president in the White House, and that's Joe Biden. But anyway, it should be interesting if the debate even takes place. We'll have to wait and see. Also, I have posted the interview with Dr. Jerome Corzi. That's gone up. I think it went up last night, actually. And this is a must-see interview. It's part of the Brighteon Conversations interview series. Dr. Corzi and I have a conversation about the deep state. Dr. Corzi explains how Trump is going to defeat the deep state and save America. So you'll definitely want to check out that interview. It's posted on Brighteon.com. You can also see the announcement on naturalnews.com. All right, getting to more of today's news. Australian police have now been given the power to kidnap people for medical reasons and to strip them naked, including removing their underwear in order to forcefully administer mandatory vaccines. So this is now Victoria, Australia. It is a medical police state that resembles a Nazi Germany, a prison camp, a concentration camp. No one is safe in Australia. And need I remind all of you who live in Australia that the Australian people gave up their gun rights, over a decade ago, because they said the government will keep us safe. We don't need to protect ourselves. The government will be our protectors. Well, guess what? The government, they are now your slavers, I guess, would be the proper way. They are the Orwellian authoritarians who are not going to keep you safe. They're going to make sure that you comply with injections of toxic experimental vaccines. So welcome to Victoria, the Queen's land in Australia, you know, ruled by the Queen, just like a tyrannical empire from centuries ago. It's insane. Next story. Belgian health experts are demanding a full investigation into the WHO for faking the COVID-19 pandemic. This is an accusation that the WHO has been faking elements of this in collusion with communist China. Now, we know the WHO is totally sold out to the communist Chinese. We know that they've lied constantly. We know that they originally said this wasn't even infectious. No one could spread it. No one could catch it. This was all cover for China, so that China could succeed in spreading the bioweapon around the world in order to cause the economic shutdowns that we're now experiencing. So some experts in Belgium have had enough, and they're calling for an investigation. Similarly, Indian biological weapons expert says COVID-19 is bioterrorism. Now, this is an interesting story also up on naturalnews.com. Says that it was definitely engineered as a bioweapon in order to target human tissue and to cause mass suffering and death across the world. Now, this is confirmed by the Chinese virologist whistleblower that came out over the last 2 weeks, who also said that, yes, she worked in the labs. China built this. The Chinese military, in fact, the CCP military, was running the bioweapons engineering program in Wuhan, and they built it and they released it. So we keep getting confirmations that this is the case. Yeah. No surprise. And we reported this in what, February? And of course, everybody's been banned for saying that because it's not the official view of the WHO, which is run by communist China. Go figure, huh? Okay, Burisma admits in court that it bribed Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. So we now have in Ukraine, in their court system, we now have this gas, well, energy conglomerate Burisma saying, yeah, they paid money to the Bidens as bribes. And you're not allowed to say that in the United States. You will be fact-checked into censorship because the entire system, big tech, big media, everything, academia is all about protecting Joe Biden, even though his son, Hunter Biden, has been implicated in transferring money to a sex trafficking organization in the Ukraine. So, you know, there you go. Crazy stuff. Now, getting back to the coronavirus, research has come out that shows that if you had the common cold, i.e. influenza, then you have greater immunity against the coronavirus. So people who had the flu and beat it have a much lower risk of dying from COVID-19. But on the other hand, people who didn't experience the live flu, but instead got a flu shot, they have weakened flu responses because it's not a live wild virus. And thus, they are more likely to die from COVID-19. So this is why people who get flu shots are more likely to die from the coronavirus. Just goes to show you that flu shots get people killed. All right, Senator Grassley is demanding an investigation into why Robert Mueller's team wiped the phones and destroyed evidence. Of course, we know why they did it. They did it to cover up the crimes of the deep state, the crimes of Loretta Lynch and Peter Strzok and James Comey and Robert Mueller himself. He is just an incredible deep state cartel criminal. Been covering up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and James Comey for decades, in fact, and Harry Reid and others. It's insane. But, you know, but when the highest law enforcement officials in our country get away with destroying evidence, which is straight out obstruction of justice, then something is very, very wrong with our justice system, isn't it? And it's time that these people got arrested and taken down, prosecuted, and imprisoned. And that's a reason to vote for Trump. Because if Trump stays in power, he is going to have these people taken down very early in his second term. And that's according to people like Dr. Jerome Corzi, whose interview I mentioned earlier. All right, a couple other tidbits here of some news items. Federal agents are tracking and tracing the top leadership at Black Lives Matter and Antifa. We covered that a couple days ago, but we have a new story on that with a few new details. Basically, the entire leadership hierarchy has been mapped and arrests are coming. Republicans are warning Twitter that they're too quick to censor conservative content, but they don't censor Chinese propaganda. So on Twitter, if you're a communist Chinese official engaged in organ harvesting and, you know, trafficking, you know, human trafficking, crimes against humanity, labor, prison labor camps, and all that, you can have your account on Twitter, no problem. Jack Dorsey loves you. But if you talk about the Constitution, how much you love America, why Trump is good, Second Amendment rights, why pedophilia is bad, oh, Jack Dorsey will have you banned. He's got to protect the pedophiles there on Twitter. You know, Twitter is a pro-pedophile platform. Now, Brighttown.social is an anti-pedophile platform, as you might imagine. If anybody comes on there and starts posting pedophilia stuff, oh, they're going to get banned. Hasn't happened yet, but I'm sure it will at some point. Okay, another quick item here. A British riot police stormed an anti-lockdown protest over the weekend and detained conspiracy theorist David Icke. Now, David Icke, as you may know, he's been very outspoken about the coronavirus, what he calls a hoax. I don't agree with everything he says. He thinks there's no virus at all, but he has a right to speak, you know? I think he has a right to speak as much as anybody else, but now he's being criminalized in the UK for daring to speak publicly. Totally insane. Next story, a Democrat insider is revealing that anti-Trump postal workers are throwing away mail-in ballots that have been collected from conservative neighborhoods. So think about this. Postal service workers across the country are trashing ballots from conservative neighborhoods to try to steal the election. And they didn't even need orders from headquarters. You know, Democrats across the board at every level are cheaters. The Democrat postal worker is a cheater. The Democrat school teacher is probably a terrorist. You know, the Democrat college professor is probably recruiting terrorists for Antifa. Your Democrat neighbor is a liar, a cheater, a fraud, a bad person, you know, maybe a demon-possessed person. Democrats at every level of society are all dishonest. And this is what's coming out now in this election. They will do everything to destroy Trump and destroy America and destroy, frankly, Christians and in the church and anyone who believes in God. And finally today, Mark Kelly, who's running for the Senate in Arizona, is paid off by Communist China. He's made lots of money, millions of dollars from Communist China while selling out America. Now, he's the husband of Gabby Giffords, who was shot in the head several years ago. I knew Gabby Giffords personally because I used to live in Tucson and had lunch with Gabby. She was not an evil person, even though she was a Democrat, but her husband is truly evil and has sold us out and is working with the communists. I've never met Mark Kelly. Don't have any desire to. He needs to be defeated, but sadly, it looks like he's going to win. So if you're in Arizona, vote against Mark Kelly, who is selling us out to communist China. So that's a wrap for today, September 29th. And just remember, the debate allegedly takes place tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Join me on Brighteon.social to tune into that debate. And it's going to be interesting. No matter what happens, it will be interesting. I'll see you there, and thanks for listening.